Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode of the Pirkei Avos podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, and I hope you are well. I apologize about the delay in this episode, trying to get back on track with a weekly episode of Pirkei Avos. Lots been going on, but it's good to know, for those of you who listen to this podcast, that aside from Pirkei Avos, really the main podcast, the main podcast that I focus on every week is on the Parsha, the Practical Parsha podcast. I also have this one as well, and my goal is to finish all of Pirkei Avos. So if you don't see this weekly episode dropped and you'd like to hear more insights, maybe on the Parsha, you could look, take a look for it in the show notes below, or you can search for the Practical Parsha podcast. And before we begin, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or just would like to reach out to say hello, my email address, as always, is rabbishlomokohn, K-O-H-N, at gmail.com. For this week, we continue with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 3, Mishnah Number 4. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, Shloisha she'achlu al shulchan echad. Three people eat at the same table. V'loy amru alav divrei Torah. And they have not spoken words of Torah. Ki'ilu achlu mizivchei mesim. It's as if they have eaten the offering of dead idols. Shenema, as it says, ki kol shulchanos meloyo kia vitzoa, bili makom. For all tables are full of vomit and filth without the omnipresent. It's a verse from Isaiah. Avo, the flip side. Shleish sha'achu al shulchan echad. Three people that eat at one table. The amru alav divrei Torah. And they speak words of Torah. Ki'ilu achlu mishulchanu shamakom. It's as if they've eaten from the table of Hashem. Shenemar, as it says, Vayedaber alai zeh ha-shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. And he said to me, this is the table that is before Hashem. It's a verse from Ezekiel. So we have one teaching, I guess, which is, there's two teachings, which are really the same thing, but just the flip side. The first is that a person, or three people specifically, sitting at a table, and they don't share words of Torah, it's like they're eating from the sacrifice of idols. But at the same time, a person, or three people, right, are sitting at a table, and they share thoughts of Torah, words of Torah, so then it's like they're eating from the table of Hashem, they're eating from the altar, from the Mizbeach. So let's get a little clarity on this Mishnah, and some lessons that we can bring out from it. Just a little intro, though. Reb Shimon, that we're referring to, is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who was a student of Rabbi Akiva and a fourth-generation Tana. Now, the Talmud tells us there's amazing stories about Rabbi Shimon. He hid in the cave with his son for 12 years to evade the Romans, who had a death warrant on him and his son. And he achieved a tremendous level of connection to Hashem, a tremendous level of Torah scholarship from just devoting himself totally to Torah. And actually, the Zohar, the mystical work, the Zohar, was written by Rabbi Shimon. And now, the Rabbi Shimon, what's he bringing out in the Mishnah? Let's try to jump right into it. So we said over here, if a person, three people, they're sitting at a table, they don't share words of Torah, it's like they are eating from, you know, the offerings of idols. But if a person does share words of Torah, he does, you know, share some Torah thoughts at a table, the whole table, it's like eating from the table of Hashem. So I think the first idea we need just to share is there, you know, when we eat, why are we eating? Are we eating just to fill our stomachs up? Are we eating, you know, just to enjoy life? Sure, we could enjoy life. We could enjoy that good steak. We could enjoy a good meal. But the reason why we eat is for a purpose. And I think the first thing of the Mishnah is specifically picking three people, because when there's a gathering of people, right, and we're sitting together, what's our go-to? What's our fallback? Is our fallback just levity? Is it nothingness? Or is it something more lofty? And I think this is the idea of the Mishnah. Their Mishnah is saying, like, when it comes to the things that we eat, things we do, hanging with people, do we just, you know, fall away from who we really are? Or there's some higher purpose that we're striving to be? Now, on just on a side note for a moment, I believe it's brought down by the commentaries that if a person says Birchas HaMazon, they say the after blessing, they would fulfill this requirement of saying words of Torah by a table. And obviously, if a person says Shir HaMalos, it's the psalm that's before benching, or even benching itself, and I think even brachos help a person recognize what they're doing. But the idea is that, why are we eating? What are we trying to accomplish when we're doing this, when we're gathering with people? You know, what's our fallback to who we are, or who we're supposed to be? Because I think the Mishnah is telling us here, if a person just, you know, when he's hanging with people, there's nothing positive that comes out of that, meaning there's nothing uplifting, there's nothing that's taking him up. So then it's like Shulchan HaShomesim, it's like the gathering of idols, it's like the table of idol worship. Now on the flip side, if a person says words of Torah, if a person, you know, when he gathers with his friends, I'm not saying every second, you know, everybody according to their level, but it's something which is uplifting. It's a spiritual experience. So then everything the person is doing, the whole experience of eating becomes a spiritual experience. It's not just eating the steak. It's not just enjoying the food. It's taking something that's physical and it's uplifting it. And this is something which is a very important concept. I've talked about this before. Is that in Judaism, we need the spiritual to uplift the physical. You know, there's always a struggle we have inside of us. The spiritual wants one thing, wants, you know, to do Torah mitzvos, to do good things. It yearns for spirituality. But our bodies, the physical aspect of ourselves, you know, it's repulsed by that. It doesn't want that. It just wants enjoyment and pleasure, the now, physical enjoyment and pleasure. And these two forces are always working against each other. It's very, you know, one is disgusted by the other. And it's our job in this world, the view of the Torah is that our job is to take the physical and use it as a vehicle for the spiritual. And it's sort of, you know, by harnessing that physical, we were able to use it as a tool to bring about more spirituality. So if a person goes into his eating with the intention that, you know, with words of Torah, you know, that it's not just when he's in the synagogue or when he's in shul, that's when he's Jewish, that's when he's thinking about Hashem. No, it's something which is all-encompassing. It's all aspects of our lives. When we're eating, when we're on vacation, when we're going for, we always have to think, how is this affecting our relationship with Hashem? Is this getting me closer to Hashem? And there's always an answer to that question. So an eating, you know, eating is a big part of our day. It's a very big physical thing, which is a big part of our day. It's important. We need to eat properly. If we don't eat, we'll die, right? It's something which is important to do. But the Mishnah is telling us here, Reb Shimon is telling us, when it comes to one of the biggest aspects of our physicality, we have the ability to make it spiritual as well, to uplift it, to uplift it and to really make it sanctified. You know, we understand that when the Kohanim, and this is the verses that we bring down here, when the Kohanim would serve in the Beis HaMikdash, serve in the temple, they would eat from the sacrifices that were offered, some of the sacrifices. There were certain sacrifices that had to be totally burned, certain sacrifices had to be, could be eaten but just by the Kohanim. Now, only the Kohanim who are on a certain level were able to eat from those sacrifices. But the point is that it's understood that this physical experience of eating a sacrifice has a certain sanctity to it because it's part of the temple service. It was part of the avoda, it was part of the service. So it's, in a way, when a person eats with the proper intentions and they make their physical experiences tied to spirituality, so then the spirituality encompasses all of their life. It's not just when they're in the study hall. It's not just that when they're in the shul. It's something which is really in all areas of their life. And that's a very important idea from this Mishnah. And if I could take one more practical point from the Mishnah to take it into our own lives. So we've talked about this this relationship between the spiritual and the physical. How the spiritual, you know, needs the physical, and the physical also needs the spiritual. Without spirituality, what's the physical life? What's it worth? And the spirit, we need to use the physicality in our lives as the vehicle to achieve the maximum spiritual levels, to achieve our spiritual potential. So it comes out that we're able to take the mundane activities in our lives and uplift them. We can uplift our table, that the table that we sit around to eat food, which is a very mundane thing, right? Think about it. Animals eat, cows eat, horses eat, humans eat. Angels don't eat. And we're able to take this action of eating and uplift it by making a bracha beforehand, a blessing before we eat food, by making an after blessing, by thinking why we're eating the food. Are we eating it for just for enjoyment, or are we eating it to serve Hashem, to make us stronger, to serve Hashem better? What's the reason why we're doing it? That's one example, but we could take this mindset and really put it to every physical aspect in our lives. You know, it's brought down in the Gemara that when a certain Tana would go to the bathhouse to take a shower, he would sing, I'm going to serve Hashem now. I'm going to serve God now. And they said, you know, why are you so excited? You're just taking a shower. You're going to bathe. He says he's going to take care of the body that Hashem gave him. You know, so when we exercise, when we go on vacation, when we, you know, we need to have in mind, why are we doing these things? We're doing these things so we're able to serve God to the best of our ability. You know, and it's funny just to talk about this for a second. You know, we do focus on the spirituality, but I as I mentioned before, the physical is also important and part of this. You know, and I always like to feel that sometimes when I don't run for a week or two, you know, I'll get a little you know, edgy. You know, some if it's a stressful time, it's a great way to relieve stress to go for a run for me personally. But the way that you got to look at it is that sometimes the body is telling us that we need to take care of it as well. Meaning, in order for us to tap into, for the neshama, to tap into the guf, to the body in the right way and use it as that vehicle, the body has to be taken care of in the best way possible. And I think this is a very important mindset, very important ideal for us, that it starts here in this Mishnah. Reb Shimon is telling us about eating, which is one of the, you know, probably the biggest physical action that we do every single day. And to take that, to uplift it, to make our table sanctified, to make the eating sanctified. And it's not just that. It's also sharing thoughts of Torah, to not, you know, who we are. It's not just, you know, separated to us being in the synagogue, we're one person, and then when we're home, we're another person. We are who we are through and through. That means if we're servant of God in the synagogue, in the shul, when we learn, when we study, that's who we are all the time. When we eat, when we play, we are the same people through and through. And I think that's a very powerful lesson from this Mishnah as well, because, you know, some people might think to themselves, it's okay, when I'm here, I'll be a good boy. When I'm outside the synagogue, I'll do what I want. No, we got to be who we are through and through. So when we're eating, we're playing, we're going on vacation, we're the same person. We want to serve Hashem. We want to get closer to Him. We want to do the right thing. And we want to go up and up. So with that, I'm going to finish for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomokohn@gmail.com.